From Tidbits on November 12, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Apple has released MacBook Air and MacBook Pro Update 2.0 for all laptop models introduced in June 2012. Both 13 and 15-inch sizes of the MacBook Pro with Retina display, and both the 11 and 13-inch versions of the MacBook Air. The minimal release notes say the release includes graphics, performance, and reliability enhancements and improves compatibility with some USB devices. Requiring OS X 10.8.2 Mountain Lion, the update should appear in the App Store's update screen for affected models, or you can download it directly from Apple's website. If you have one of these models still running 10.7 Lion, it would seem that an upgrade to Mountain Lion would be the only way to take advantage of the update. LemkeSoft has released Graphic Converter 8.3.1 with a number of changes to the highly regarded graphic conversion and editing utility, including a few interface tweaks like an action menu in the menu bar, confirmation of file deletions from the browser, and an optional IPTC indicator in the browser. Support for PCD and PICT export from the 64-bit version has been added, along with the capability to import ECW files, though this latter feature is lacking in the Mac App Store version due to Apple's restrictions. PDFs can now be protected on save, text can be rotated, movies can be converted to animations, and there's now an option to ignore lab profiles embedded in TIFF files. A number of bugs have also been fixed. VMware has released version 5.0.2 of its Fusion and Fusion Professional virtualization packages, fixing a number of bugs. Notable changes include USB 3.0 stability improvements, a fix for a problem affecting multiple monitor setups under OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, improvements for the Microsoft Office 2013 preview and Windows 8 installations, a solution to a bug that caused the library and the Fusion Start menu contents to get out of sync, and more. Known issues that remain include a black virtual machine screen on some Mac Pro systems running Mac OS X 10.7.5, and problems with upgrading directly from Windows XP to Windows 8 inside a virtual machine. Objective Development has released LaunchBar 5.4, giving the popular keyboard launcher a number of new actions that it can perform, including sending files with AirDrop, displaying alerts in Notification Center, copying links of selected Evernote items, copying the sender of a selected mail message, opening Safari's Top Sites view, and a number of new actions related to phone numbers. LaunchBar 5.4 can also display Notification Center alerts for calendar entries created by LaunchBar, search within Evernote, perform modulo calculation in the calculator, and browse SparkleShare repositories. Improved are LaunchBar support for the MacBook Pro with Retina display, indexing of Apple Developer Connection documentation, copying large quantities of data, detecting the 1Password keychain, and application indexing. Rounding out the update are a number of small bug fixes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tibbs.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.